Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the many blessings of the Christmas season is, of course, gathering with family and friends. The office party's white elephant gift exchange is an event that brings laughter and joy and actually brings people together. Another gathering, I don't know if you've ever tried, that brings grins and chuckles is one of those tacky Christmas sweater parties. Has anybody done that? People go through garage sales and thrift stores all year to find the tackiest and most ridiculous Christmas sweater they can if they know it's approaching. Prizes are given, joy is shared, and everybody has a good time. Gathering in our church for worship on Christmas Eve is always a marvelous experience. The sanctuary is dimmed and the warmth of the candlelight fills the space. We gather with our family of faith as well as our family. We know the hymn so well. Silent night, joy to the world, and O come all ye faithful. We see people we unfortunately have not seen for a while, and we have our hearts filled with the presence of Christ. And yet, I hate to admit it, but sometimes it feels like God is absent. It must have seemed that way for Isaiah. It was a long time since God had been present with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It had been a long time since God had sat face to face with Moses on Mount Sinai. Even King David's dynasty had come and gone. God's people were now assimilated into their countries of exile, losing their distinction as Israel, and following a God that now only was speaking to them through some prophets. It seemed to them that God had become silent and his presence was no longer among his people. Whether we want to admit it or not, we wrestle with the same issues in our lives. Sometimes it seems like God is so silent. We would love for him to sit with us in a room and lay out in a PowerPoint presentation the absolute decisions that we need to make in our lives so that everything would go smooth, wouldn't we? How should we handle the treatments we're going through? How should we handle this conflict? Should we take the new job or not? How do we reconcile our relationships? When will I feel loved again? Why am I so lonely? The questions just rattle through our heads. So many times we love for God to sit with us like he did with Abraham or Moses, but it just doesn't seem to happen. Isaiah prophesies that we will behold our God. John said it this way, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling with us." God is present with his people. God is present with us. He comes to be present in the way we all were. He was born of his mother, Mary. He was wrapped in cloth. He was laid in a manger. He is the Messiah who was born to be with his people. He is present with us. In other words, our Christ is not an angry father coming home to punish his children. Rather, he comes to be gracious among us. He came to be present in preaching and teaching and healing among the people. He came to be present at the cross as the sacrifice for sin. He came to rise to new life and be present with the disciples on the shore, eating breakfast and loving them. He was truly present in every way. And the great news is, his presence is with us now. The Spirit of the living Christ is among us in this church. He gathers us around the baptismal font, and with water and the word delivers the forgiveness and new life for us. He is present. He gathers us around the altar to receive the Lord's Supper. He is present to forgive sins and speak words of grace to us. God is with us. He is present even tonight with us in his word. The words of Isaiah speak to us. The words of John speak to us. The words of Jesus speak to us, and they remind us of his present truth. God is with us in his Son, Jesus. Jesus' words speak a present word of grace to us. God is with us in his word to instruct us. God is with us. His word is his presence among us still. Advent is a season of great anticipation. Brightly wrapped gifts provide anticipation for children. They'll shake them, they'll tear them, they'll stay awake wide-eyed at night wondering what the gifts will be. We all know part of the joy of Christmas is purchasing those gifts for the kids and knowing that those little hearts will beat faster as the gifts gather underneath that tree. Anticipation and waiting are both great blessings during this time of year. As Christians, we live in anticipation. The present Lord will return. While we don't have a clue when he will come back, he has sealed his promise in the blood of his Son Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and will take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." We do know. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He was present in creation. He was the baby lying in the manger. And he is the one who will return and take us to heaven to be with him in eternity. A present truth. A present reality. And at the same time, a future hope. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.